It's Marcus here, another edition of Sea Sky Podcast. I'm sitting with Mr. John French, and I'm also sitting with Mr. Eric Anderson at the Shady Tree celebrating the victory. I start with you, John, since Eric is still busy laughing and having a good time. John, it's been a long time coming. You've been in this, you've been around here for forever, and you've been going back and forth about whether to run or not. You finally made the decision, and the first try, and you're in.
Yeah, Marcus, I'm really excited about the people I get to work with. You know, I've known Eric for a long time. He's a brainiac. The guy is my go-to for Squamish history.
Yeah.
He knows what got us here, and he's got a vision for the future. I'm excited that Karen is our mayor. You know, she's a powerful woman, and she's confident, and she's got some history on council that I think is really important with Doug Race,
yep,
who's coming back as the incumbent.
Well, I'm, I think that was all assumed that Doug was going to make it back in there.
And his numbers. You know, yeah. I was watching as my team was sending me information.
Oh, you got a lot of insiders, I must say.
Yeah, and I was looking at Doug's numbers, and I wasn't surprised. And it was clear. Like, I stopped looking at his numbers because after three polls, I knew he was in number one without a doubt by a long shot. So.
And you got quite a youth movement going in there as well. I mean, you got Herford, Armin Herford. He's not very, well, he's my age, actually. So I guess he's still kind of young. Yeah, I'm young.
Younger than me, anyway.
Jenna Stoner in there, Chris Pettengill. I mean, they're all good candidates, and they all have strong beliefs. It's going to be quite an interesting conversation as you guys are going to have at Council Chambers.
You know, I like the diversity of this group. You know, we've got Chris, who's really strong on governance, and he's super passionate about the environment. You know, he comes from the Green Party. And we've just got a diversity and a set of personalities that just screams team to me. You know, I see the seven of us gelling quickly and easily and getting things done right out of the gate.
Well, that's good, John. Congratulations. Let me get back to the party.
Thanks, Marcus.
Eric is waiting patiently in the wings. Thank you very much, Eric.
Well, thank you, Marcus.
You know, it's funny, when we had our interview, you were talking about how you've been working so long with council and that it's finally that you want to get a seat at the table. Well, now you got your seat at the table. What do you guys, like, after all these years, what do you guys say about that?
Well, you know, it's still settling in for me, and I'm not sure what I can possibly think or say about it at this point, but what I can reflect on is this election process and what we've been through the last several weeks together. There's been an amazing depth of people involved. We were out last night with an air hockey tournament downtown, and enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
Of course, you're a part of that. And the media has been a part of that. Sea to Sky Podcast, the Chief, the Reporter, the Mountain FM, and all of the volunteers involved in our social media escapades. And that has matured so much, I think, relative to last time. So what strikes me immediately about what I'm feeling right now is that I'm feeling very confident about what's ahead, because this election, it sets me up that way. It's been a very enjoyable and friendly process, a civil process, productive, and so many community people have come out to meet with us, to give us their information and exchange information. And it's just been a really good time the last 6 weeks, really productive for the whole community. And I think it's difficult maybe for everybody to realize what's behind it all and all the volunteers, but it really sets us up well for the 4 years ahead. So I'm very confident about that. What to make of tonight and the results, I'm just not there yet.
Well, Eric, you fared very well in the results. And like I said, like you've been trying to get in for a while and get there, and you are there, and you have quite a diverse group with you. You got Karen officially as your new mayor, so lots of work ahead of you, and I guess when you're elected, I guess you gotta get on with your plan.
Well, across the street from me, my neighbors have an Eric Anderson sign and a Karen Elliott sign. And Karen came up to me and approached me about this. She thought it was quite significant. Now I understand. Now I get it. But, you know, we have had a process that as again, I say, there's so much depth there among these candidates. And I know, as you've mentioned, Marcus, I have been involved at Municipal Hall. And all of us that have been a part of this process are going to continue, I'm sure, to be involved with and around Municipal Hall in various ways over the next 4 years. There's a lot of work to be done as a community here. We're a growing community with lots of challenges, and there's lots of room for all of the talent that we've been a part of, John and I, through this election campaign.
Congratulations, Eric.
Thank you, Marcus.
Cheers.